Hello, lovely.
Hello, lovely Gabrielle. How are you, love?
I'm good. All the better for talking to you. How are you doing?
Come here. The last time you were on talking to me was, I think, August 2023. And we said, we'll just do a quick, 10 minute chat. And I think 40 minutes later, we were still chatting away to each other.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No, it's the two of us. The two of us together can talk.
Wonderful. I love that.
There's nothing worse, actually, should it not, than trying to do an interview and the other person doesn't talk.
I can imagine, but I never have that problem because I am a chatty patty by nature.
And I was saying to everybody, you were honestly, now this is not just licking up to you, you were honestly one of my favourite interviews to ever have on the show.
You're making my menopausal day go really well.
Well, this is exactly what we talked about. You were so real. There was no hiding anything, because the last time, well, I just want to start off by saying to everybody, this is Gabrielle, the fabulous singer who we know so well from the 90s with the massive hit Dreams, with all the hits that you've had. And the last time we were on, we of course knew at that stage that you had done the Masked Singer. And I was saying to you, how did you cope on stage wearing those outfits, the heat? And you were like, yeah, try doing it during menopause.
Exactly. I rate myself for that now. I'm like, well, but although now I'm like, you know what? I remember the pregnant woman that I didn't know at the time just thrown into all the unmasking. I'm like, I can't believe she was pregnant and she never complained in her interviews. And I'm like, well, this is just real. She was young, pregnant. I was older and menopausal, still am, but enjoying life anyway.
How are you finding it actually a couple of years on? Have all the symptoms improved?
You know, something, they're there, but you learn to adjust and live with them, don't you? And just, it's a rite of passage, you know?
Yeah.
A rite of passage as a woman. We're all going to go for it. And the reality is, it's just the next phase. But you just have to make it your selfish era now. It's all about, you know, yourself. Or in my case, it's all about me. You know, I'm a mum. I'm a grandma. I'm living a life now where I'm free from certain responsibilities. You know, I don't have to do the school run. Well, not yet, because my grandson's not old enough yet, but I spent years doing that, and now I'm like, I can concern myself with what's going to happen today. How do I want my day to go? What do I want to do that's going to bring me joy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And being menopausal, you're like, well, you know what? I have to do what I enjoy doing, because there's days when you just don't feel good, and you're like, oh, you feel miserable. And people around you, like my manager, she knows if I haven't taken my medication. So it's all about trying to make yourself feel good.
Yeah. I can't imagine, though. I can't imagine you being cranky, like, if you didn't take... Do you get cranky now if you don't take the HRT?
Oh, listen, if I don't take the HRT, everyone knows about it.
Oh.
Everybody.
Oh.
So, you know, yes, I remember there was a time I was like, I'm not going to take it. And without realising, I thought I had everything under control. But those who know you really well, they spot the signs. They know.
They're like, don't let her go on the radio this week. Now's not the time.
Exactly. So, you know, we go for it. That's just the hormones. And yeah, so it's just part of life. And you just got to find ways to navigate. So, and that's what I've just been trying to do. And, you know, enjoy my life along the way in touring.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to. Coming back to Ireland to do, so this is going to be incredible.
It's going to be brilliant. You're going to be around the corner from the radio station here at the Three Arena on the 29th of March.
Amazing.
Can I just say as well, Gabrielle, again, not licking up, but you do have the best hair in the business. How do you...
Crazy hair.
Honest to God, it is. It's always, what's it the younger people say? It's on point, is that it?
Yeah, I think I'm the only one with my hairstyle in the business. I remember reading something where somebody's like, she's still wearing that hairstyle of, like, you know, like, was it before it was asymmetrical, now it's just shaved off. I look at pictures of myself sometimes and I'm like, that's like, if you put a line down the middle of my face, it's like two different people. You know what I mean? There's the shaved bald head one side, and there's this hairstyle that reminds me of Brain Chill, where the flicks, no one does big flicks anymore, but
I do. The big flick!
I love it.
That's so funny.
And you know something? I just love it. You know what? It's me. I'm just unashamedly myself now. It's a case of, I don't follow fashion.
Yeah.
I love to do what makes me feel good. I'm menopausal, so I'm not caring about anybody else who has something to say negatively about it, because it's like, do you, boo, and I'll do me. And just loving life, and just, you know, when you just do your thing. So whether my hair's all shaved or I'm wearing 6-inch heels 1 minute and flat the next, I just want to just, I'm just having fun. And I think that's what it's about. And I hope that I inspire people to, you know what, be yourself. Just yeah. Do what makes you, you know what I mean? And you can still be there 30, 40, 50 years later. So, yeah.
My friend Lorraine was telling me recently about this, her new motto, I guess, for this year. And I hadn't heard about this, but the whole world are talking about it. This let them motto. So if anyone has something to say about you, let them. If somebody has, yeah, you know, I never heard this, but the whole world are talking about this. It's a trend that's going on at the moment. Mel Robbins brought out a book about it. Yeah. Let them.
You know what? People will, you can't stop people from speaking and giving their 10 cents worth, but, you know, tell it to somebody who wants to hear it, because I don't. You know what I mean? And if you're on someone's lips and they feel they've got something to say, I'm like, why? What are you hoping to achieve by telling me? Is it because you're that insecure or not feeling so good that you want to project that on me and bring my day down? No, it's not going to happen. F off.
I love it.
I love you.
I love
it. Short version. I know you're not supposed to swear, but yeah, that's my thing.
You didn't. But I get you completely and utterly. Come here. I only recently saw the latest Bridget Jones movie, and I have to say, something was missing for me because. Yeah, I needed a Gabrielle song in there because that was growing up to that, and that song was so powerful in that movie, wasn't it? Out of Reach. I was like, oh, we need a Gabrielle.
You know something? They didn't ask me, but I still always love the franchise. I've yet to watch it. Me and my daughter are going to watch it. And so no one can tell me what happens, but I know that no matter what, not even having the absence of my music does not lessen the whole franchise. It's incredible. The Bridget Jones, you know, through the ages, basically, and, you know, showing a woman just maturing and experiencing life. And I can't wait to see that. But yet, I'm with you. I'm sure if it's lacking my music, it's okay. It was amazing.
No, I miss it. I need that song. Do you know what? I should get a medal actually for working in this radio station, because I was just saying to one of the guys here, says I'm going to get ring Gabrielle now in a second, and he said, but what if she's out of reach? And I just thought, oh gosh,
not you, my darling. I will never be out of reach to you.
Oh. Do you get people throwing these puns at you all the time?
Hearing something, not enough. Not enough. Just a few along the way, which I always love that. And even back, I'm sure yesterday, I said something like that to my builder. So, yes, he said something and I think I said it and he laughed. So, yeah. You know, people along the way have said it, but I would say not enough because it's fun. But when your time, I can throw one in, I think that's even funnier.
Oh, God. Well, I think I deserve a pay rise for putting up with some of these people working here.
Yes.
Will you take me back to the Top of the Pop days, Gabrielle? Because I was only talking about Top of the Pops on the radio the other day and how it was such an event, you know, on a Thursday night, you sat down. You never missed it. And in my house, we videotaped it as well. And you're waiting to see, you know, the top 10 countdown and see who's at number one.
Yeah.
And the experience of that. I know you were on that a number of times, but you were on it with E17, of course, with that big song. Can you remember those days pretty clearly?
Do you know something? Some of it's like a haze, but I remember like, just the idea of like watching it like yourself for years, watching it, never imagining or dreaming that I would actually be on the stage, be at the top of, you know, at Top of the Pops and on their stage. So to actually be there and to see how it all works and to have your own little dressing room and, you know, be on one stage and you can see another artist on the next stage. It was incredible times. And, you know, I remember even when Rise went to number one and, you know, the different times they had me in there singing it, one would be, you know, like, yeah, it was incredible. And it's just really sad that such an amazing, iconic show no longer exists. I'm like, it's just crazy because I'm sure if they were to put, you know, to do like a rerun of it, I think we'd all tune in. You know what I mean? We would all tune in, and me included, just to see, like, the current day artist going on Top of the Pop, you know, but alas.
I believe the studios were tiny, were they? Someone said to me the other day the studios are actually really small.
Yeah, they're not as big, but then saying that, they're not, I mean, now, and I think because it's many moons ago, but you still have that nice audience and you have space for the other band or, you know, over on that stage. But, you know, yes, when you're watching TV, you have like these ideas of how something is going to be far bigger than it turns out to be, but it didn't lessen the excitement. It was still thrilling, and to know that, you know, growing up you saw these like presenters and then you get to speak to them and stuff like that. So it was incredible times, and I think a lot of us forever will have these amazing memories of Top of the Pops. But yeah, it's a shame it's not in existence anymore. So yeah, hopefully somebody will bring back a format like that.
There was one episode and you were on with E17 and you were towering over your man Brian Harvey. He must be really small, is he?
Honestly, cheating with Hills is like, he's tiny, but I'm going to refrain that because he wasn't tiny. There's been tiny people. But a voice like his, do you know what I'm saying? A voice like Brian Harvey's, it didn't matter. You know, the best things come out of small packages. I'm sure he wasn't even much taller than me or something. I'm sure if I towered over him.
Probably the heels at the time.
Yeah, but he, you know, he was incredible. His voice was phenomenal. And the band themselves, you know, E17 as a collective, they were all amazing. So only good things to say about them.
Yeah, great Tony, song. Great song, wasn't it?
Brian Harvey, especially.
Are you still rocking the heels? Because I'm not able anymore. I just go around in the flats all the time.
you know something? I still rock heels, but there's a thing where I've noticed that when I'm in flatter things, I can run around and connect more with the audience rather than being static.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that I might not be wearing my killer heels for a lot more of the shows than I used to, because I did one in like these wedgie trainers and I had so much fun that I got sent videos of myself doing twirls on the stage and running about. And I'm like, I can't believe I could do that. And, you know, I can't do that. I'm not Dochi who did a video the other day and I saw her running straight out of the truck. And she was it for D Squared and she was running in heels. I'm like, this woman is just flawless and she's running, you know, like this panther in heels. I couldn't do that. I can only do that, you know, in flat. So I think I may possibly, not 100% sure, retire those stacking, what I call my drag queen heels, because I can only wear the same size as a drag queen. I'm not joking. The drag queens have a better selection of shoe sizes and heels than you know, like the normal women's shoes, because as a woman, they're ugly. You know, if I look for drag queen heels, because my feet are as big as like the drag queens, the fabulous drag queens, I can get them. Hence why when I'm watching the program, I'm like, I've got those shoes.
Hang on a second here, Gabrielle. What size shoe are you?
Right, 10. 10
You're
to
not.
11 when I'm wearing my drag. Yeah. Well, all right. Officially, I'm like a 9.5.
No, you're not. UK 9.5.
Listen, UK 9.5. All my shoes, I wear like flat shoes when I'm running around, but they've got a bit of a heel. They're men's 9.5. Because if you're looking online and they do the same shoes for the women's section, if I look in the women's shoes, they do not exist past an 8. So at 9.5, I've usually got guy shoes on, like the flat, funky, but guys. I'm not joking. And so when you're going up in heels, like heel height, I've got shoes that are like 11 and a 12.
Stop. Yeah, even what height are you, Gabrielle?
I'm 6'5", didn't you know? I'm not telling anyone my true height. Let's just say, put it out there, Gabrielle 6'5", and everyone who knows me will laugh their pants off.
Tell me, in reality, what are you, about 5'5", 5'7", are you?
I told you I'm 6'5", and I'm not.
She's such a liar.
I'm a liar. I'm menopausal.
Are you lying about the shoe size of 9.5 as well? Are you
telling
the truth?
I'm 9.5 in, you know, like my normal run. Yeah, and basically, when I get into my heels, I'm like up to a size 13, like what I call my drag, 12.5.
We are 13. Not going to be able to keep our eyes off your feet now, Gabrielle.
I'm not joking. Like, in terms of, like, I would say, like, when I'm wearing my drag queen heels, about, I probably got to, I say 13, but that's the American size. I'm about 10.5. I'll go up to like a 10.5, 11.5, because it gives my feet, because you're going to be, when I'm wearing heels, I'm so high and your feet get pushed to the front.
Yeah,
it's nice to have a bit of space. Yes, I'm not joking.
Who knew we would be talking about this?
But I'm not joking. Yes, 9.5 to begin with, just normal shoes, and then in heels, I'm much bigger.
We can't wait for you to look at your feet when you come to the Three Arena. You know, you tend to wear quite kind of flowy clothes, and quite, you know, like you like your clothes. You're going to be sweating on that stage. You need to bring a little fan out with you.
Well, you clearly haven't seen me. You've not heard the jokes going around because of the fact that Gabrielle comes on stage, up to the third person, with my microphone, with my fan, and many a time I've gone to sing or go to talk into my microphone, what I think is my microphone, but it's actually my fan. So that those who know about me being menopausal be prepared that sometimes I get it mixed up and I'm trying to sing into a fan instead of my microphone. So, yes, always have a fan on stage with me.
Oh, you are a scream. I can't wait to see you when you come to Dublin. Can I meet you backstage? Because I've had you on the phone a couple of times and I'd love to meet you backstage.
100%. I think we're getting on too well. We need to do this because you're amazing. You're a hoot. You're a blast. And I think together, I think people would be scared of us. we just blow everyone away. I think we would. So let's make it happen.
Oh, let's do that. Brilliant. I'm marking that in my diary now. Tough. She'd be like, no, there's your
woman. True height.
Your woman is there at the stage door. Pretend we're not in.
I love that.
All right, take care. We will talk to you soon.
Definitely. You take care. But I look forward to meeting you in person now. You can't back out.
I'm not. I'm going to have my size 12s with me. Go on. Thanks a million.
No, definitely. I'll bring a pair for you just for you to know that the size of my shoes is not a lie. You'll be like, oh my God. And my hands are as big as people who... guys who are like 6 foot something. I've got band members who I've got bigger hands than them. They're taller than me.
I can't believe this.
I'm not even joking.
I always said you and I are so alike, and I have big hands as well. I have like big man hands. So we need to do an Instagram post when I meet you. We'll put our hands side by side.
You sound like you're about 6 foot five.
All right.
I'll
let you go back to your fan there. Gabrielle, we'll see you in Dublin real soon.
Take care, my darling.
Bye bye. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. You're a scream. Go on.